So, please.
Excerpt number one from Zohar for All. Divinity is present only in a whole place, and not in a deficient place, or a flawed place, or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy. Excerpt number two. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, holiness, then joy appears. However, we must know that there is also a discernment of a klipa, a shell. In order to know if it is Kedusha, the scrutiny is in the reason. In Kedusha, there is reason, and in the Sitra Acha, there is no reason, since another God is sterile and does not bear fruit. Hence, when gladness comes to a person, he should delve in words of Torah in order to discover the mind of the Torah.
Next,
Michael.
Excerpt number three. We must know that gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds. And the Creator sentences one where he is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is considered eternity too. Even if one evidently sees that he will soon fall from his degree, he still sentences one where one is. It means that if a person has now made up his mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness.
Right, but we need to scrutinize it. Please, Michael.
Excerpt number four. A person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, he does appreciate it and tries to thank the Creator for this. This causes him to acquire importance for it, for spirituality. And from this, a person can be happy. And by this, a person can be rewarded with vikut. Since, as Baal Sulam said, the blessed clings to the blessed. In other words, when a person is happy and gives thanks to the Creator, he feels the Creator has blessed him by giving him a little something of Kedusha. Then the blessed clings to the blessed. Through this wholeness, one can achieve real Dvekut.
We are in excerpt number 5. Those people who want to work in order to be still, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness does not allow one to continue in the work. This is because white it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this causes him to never be able to be awarded dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above a form of blackness. And then he sees if his work is in purity. This means that if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity, since one must be glad and believe that from above he was given an opportunity to be able to work in order to bestow.
Shuv keta chamesh.
Go to test.
Excerpt number 6. I rejoice in those revealed corruptions and the ones that are being revealed. I do, however, regret and complain about the corruptions that have not still appeared, but which are destined to appear. For a hidden corruption is hopeless, and its surfacing is a great revelation from heaven. The rule is that one does not give what he does not have. Hence, if it has appeared now, there is no doubt that it was here to begin with, but was hidden. This is why I'm happy when they come out of their holes, because when you cast your eye on them, they become a pile of bones.
Mm-hmm.